for children's worship.
小孩子而家可以去到副堂參加兒童崇拜。
Okay, Pastor Philip Hui will be bringing us today's message titled Better to be Ignorant.
許文南牧師為神正道信息的題目是最好是不曉得。
Good morning.
各位早晨。
Let's bow forward a prayer.
讓我們低頭禱告。
Father, we thank you once again for your grace.
天父，我們再一次感謝你的恩典。
That allows us to come into your presence.
讓許我們能夠來到你的面前。
Father, may your spirit fill our hearts.
天父，我們求你的靈充滿我們的心。
Soften our hearts.
軟化我們的心。
That will be receptive to the work of your spirit.
讓我們接受聖靈在我們當中的工作。
Father, may you use your word to mold our hearts and our minds.
主，我們祈求你用你的話語去塑造我們的心意。
That as we come to study your word,
当我们去研读你的话语的时候,
that your words will draw us close to you.
你的话语使我们靠近你。
Help us to see your glory,
帮助我们看到你的荣耀,
to marvel at your grace.
亦都去见到你的恩典的时候, 我们是惊讶的。
May you spur us on to live,
亦都激发我们去活着,
a life that is devoted to you.
活着一个生命是向你委身的。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we're continuing our passage in 2 Peter.
我们今天会继续讲是彼得的后书。
And this passage is continuing to talk about false prophets and teachers.
在这一节里面会继续讲到这些虚假的师傅。
And last week Pastor David has spoken how these false teachers and teachings have infiltrated the church.
上个礼拜王牧师已经讲解过话，呢一啲假嘅师傅嘅教导点样系侵入咗教会。
That a lot of evangelical churches today have many things that are not of God's word.
就算系喺今日福音派嘅教会里边，有一啲嘅教导都唔系从神而嚟嘅。
But God is the one that is sovereign, and He is the one that's in control.
但是神就是有主权掌管的这一位。
And as we heard last week, He will bring judgment upon these lawless imposters.
我们是上个星期已经听到神会审判这些无法无理的虚假的教士。
And He is the one that is faithful to sustain His children.
而神的信实也都会去支配支持他的儿女。
Today I'm going to focus on three questions.
今天我会专注在三个问题。
Who are these false teachers?
这些虚假的师傅教师是哪一位呢?
Two, who are their victims?
第二就是他们的受害者是哪一个呢?
And third, what is their message?
第三就是他们的信息是什么呢?
Okay, so who are these false teachers?
那第一个问题是这些虚假的师傅是哪一个呢?
What is their character and what are they like?
他们的性格是怎样的呢?他们是怎样的呢?
As we see this warning from 1 Peter,
我们在第一,
2 Peter,
彼得后书我们看到有这个警告。
You know, false teachers have been around since the beginning of the church.
虚假的师傅或者虚假的老师已经在教会成立的开始就已经有了。
You know, this is an early writing from Peter, and he's warning already of false teachers.
彼得在这里教会的开始的时候已经警告有这些假的老师。
So it is vital that we understand who they are.
所以对于我们来说是很重要的，如果我们要明白他们是哪一个。
What gives them the staying power? How are they able to survive?
为什么他们会有能力可以存活的呢?
And why is the church unable to spot them and root them out?
为什么教会不能够彻底地清除他们呢?
When you first read this passage,
当你一开始读这个经文的时候,
you may think that these false teachers are people who have heard the gospel.
或者你会觉得,啊,这些虚假的师傅,他们已经听过福音了。
That they have become Christians,
他们成为基督徒了。
But at the end, they turned away.
但是最后他们离弃了真道。
Oh, that's a good question. Can this be?
或者这个是一个好的问题。有没有可能这样发生的呢?
Can a person really become a Christian?
有冇可能一個人真係成為咗基督徒
？And then turn away.
然之後離道咧，棄道咧。
All right, that actually talks about our assurance of faith, and it's a very important thing that we need to understand.
其實呢度係講到我哋對救恩嘅確據，對於我哋嚟講，我哋要有一個明白係好重要嘅。
No, if a person that has become a Christian cannot be turned away.
其實係唔可以嘅。如果一個人成為咗基督徒嘅時候，佢係唔會棄道嘅。
Because it's God that is effective.
因為有效嗰位係神。
All right, we'll explain that a little later as we go along.
我哋遲啲會再解釋。
Now, the passage describes a false prophet here as someone who may have come into the church.
在这里去解释这些虚假的师傅就是一些来到教会的。
They heard the gospel.
他们听了福音。
And they might have some moral reforms. They've changed. They changed their ways.
又说他们在道德上面是有了改变的。
So being able to change sinful ways.
在他们罪性里面有一个的改变。
That can happen.
是可以发生的。
Okay, a lot of people can turn from bad habits.
有很多人都可以在一些坏的习惯里面转过来。
But they have never really submitted themselves to Christ.
但是他们从来没有真正的信服于基督。
And this happens because they're unregenerate.
为什么会这样发生？因为他们是从来没重生过。
It is only the Holy Spirit that,
因为唯独是圣灵,
that is able to bring a new heart and a new being.
唯独圣灵才能够使个心来到更生。
Verse 10 shows us that these people are still, false teachers are still driven by the lust of their defiling passions.
第十节讲到这些虚假的师傅还是随着污秽的情欲来到推动他们。
So their hearts have not been changed. Their heart is still enslaved to the lust of defiling passions.
所以他们的心是还没更生而变化，还是受到情欲的影响。
Their hearts are still controlled by covetousness.
还是被贪婪来到管辖着。
It is bound to the sin of lust for pleasure, for money, for wealth.
还是贪爱钱财，贪爱私欲，贪爱世上的享乐。
And there's a definition here, they despise authority.
在这里也给了他们一个定义，他们藐视掌权。
Now that is at the root of our sinful nature.
其实这个就是人罪性的根源。
Now we despise authority, we want to be our own God.
我们藐视有权柄的，我们要自己做神。
And that's what it means when you don't turn and submit to God, you want to be God.
这个就是我们不信服神的意思，我们不转向神，我们自己要做神。
And they're described as being bold and arrogant.
这里讲到说他们是大胆的，他们自高自大。
They're self-seekers that
他们要寻求自己的益处。
That are selfish.
他们是自私的一种。
They seduce others into their sinful ways.
他也都去引诱其他人跟着去这样的犯罪。
They have no real love for Christ.
他们对基督没有真正的爱。
And there's no commitment to holiness.
亦都喺成圣里边，佢哋冇呢个委身。
And they don't hunger or thirst for righteousness.
佢哋冇饥渴慕义。
You know, Peter describes them here as irrational animals.
彼得点样去形容佢哋？话佢哋系冇理解性嘅，只有兽性。
And they're creatures that live by instinct.
他们是凭着兽性来的过活。
That's a description of a person who lives by the sinful nature of their flesh.
这个就是描述一个人是凭着罪性的私欲来的活着的。
In verse 22, Peter compares these false teachers to dogs and pigs.
第二十二节，彼得呢，就是怎样去形容这些人呢，就好像狗同埋猪一样。
And, in verse 22, a dog returns to his vomit, and the sow that is washed goes back to her wallowing in the mud.
第二十二节咁样讲，狗吐出嚟嘅，佢转头就会去食翻佢。啲猪洗净咗啦，佢又翻到去泥嗰度嚟到打滚。
In the old days, dogs and pigs were not really clean animals back then, considered.
喺古时嘅时候。狗同埋豬都係看為一個不潔嘅動物。
The picture as being filthy, unclean.
嗰幅圖畫就係佢哋係污糟邋遢嘅。
And Peter's point here is that mere religious profession.
彼得其實喺呢度講就係話，如果我哋只係喺宗教上一個嘅宣稱
，the outward change that transforms a person is not a thing that transforms the heart.
如果只是凭着外表的改变，这个的改变是没有内在的改变。
So you can clean a pig all you want.
就是例如你可以将个猪洗到几干净都好。
But his sinful nature will always want him back into that mud.
但是个罪性那个本性就是喜欢在个泥那里来打滚。
The nature of the pig, the nature of the dog has not been changed by the Spirit.
这个狗的内心未被圣灵来改变。
And it's the Holy Spirit that has the power to change a person's heart.
唯有圣灵有这个的大能去改变人心。
And that is the process of sanctification. It starts from the inside that comes out.
这个就是一个成圣的过程，是从内至外。
You know, Jesus is always condemning the Pharisees.
耶稣很多时都会责怪这些
Why? Because they're all worried about cleaning the outside of looking good. But inwardly, there are hearts of pride, hearts of arrogance that despise the authority of Christ. Now,What's described here is actually a false teacher, somebody who looks like a true, authentic Christian.
在这里其实讲到这些假的师傅，他的外表看来就好像一个真的基督徒一样。
But deep down inside, they still have that heart of a sow, the pig.
但是他们的内心就是好像一只猪一样。
One that has not received Christ as their Savior and Lord.
You know,
they have this veneer of righteousness that's difficult to spot sometimes. So the Bible describes it's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
So the Bible
But deep down inside, their hearts are still against God.
但是他们在他们的心的深处，他们还是敌挡神。
And if we're not careful,
但是如果我们不小心的时候，
we will fall victim to their teaching.
我们就会成为他们的受害者，跟住他们的教导。
You know, their seductiveness is very, very, minute.
他们的吸引力是很微小的。
They whisper things like Satan did to Adam and Eve.
因为他们是好像撒旦对夏娃说话那样，是细语。
They're very subtle.
是很模糊的。
You know, you can eat that fruit.
你可以吃那个果
的。You're not going to die.
你不会死的。
Indulge yourself.
你去享乐吧。
It's okay.
可以的。
It's okay to have a little sin.
小小罪可以的。
God died for you.
神已经为你死了。
Jesus saved you on the cross, so it doesn't matter what you do.
耶稣在十字架上已经为你死了，所以不紧要的了。
And these subtle false teachings become something that eats away at our faith.
这些模糊、不清晰的教导，就慢慢去侵蚀我们的信心。
And how do we fight somebody like this?
那我们怎样去防挡或者攻击这些人呢？
Now this takes us to our second point. Who are these victims?
那这里就带到去我们的第二点了。他们的受害者是谁呢？
Verse 14 and 18 gives us the answer to this.
第18节就给了个答案我们了。
They seduce the unstable.
他们诱惑那心中不坚固的人。
For they mouth empty, boastful words, and by appealing to the lustful desires of the sinful nature,They entice people who are just escaping from those in error.
他们心中责怪了贪婪，正是被咒诅的族类。第十八节是不是十八
？14 and 18.
他们说虚妄、惊夸的大话，用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离。
So they seduce the unstable.
所以呢，他们去引诱那些不坚固的人。
This Greek word that's used here, it describes somebody who is weak.
在希腊文，在这形容是一个软弱的人。
A person who is more unsteady.
是一个不稳定的人。
A volatile person who has really not no solid foundation.
是一个善变的人，是一个没根基的人。
So you're talking about somebody who's not established in the in God's word.
咁呢度其实系描述咩人呢？一个冇喺神嘅话语被建立嘅人。
A person who may have come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior.
话佢一个人已经认识主耶稣基督为佢救主。
But does not continue to grow in faith and in their understanding of their faith.
但系喺佢嘅信心嘅知识上边，佢哋冇继续嘅长进。
And they have learned the basically the gospel.
佢哋晓得福音。
But they have not grown deep in their understanding of who God is.
但是在他认识神是哪一位里面，他们没有增加他们的认识。
They don't have the understanding to learn of what's enticements of sin, how dangerous that is.
他们没有明白到罪的引诱是多么危险。
And these people will be easy prey for Satan who comes along.
这些就成为撒旦很容易的掠物。
And Satan uses these false prophets, these false teachers to seduce these Christians.
而撒旦就是藉着这些虚假的师傅来到去引诱人。
So the idea of enticing,
去引诱这个的意念,
it's a snare, it's a trap.
就是什么呢? 是一个一个陷阱。
You know, why is it so enticing?
点解有咁大嘅引诱咧？
Because these are the bait is put is it appeals to our lustful desires of our own sinful nature.
因为呢一个利系引诱我哋心里边嘅私欲。
You see, the truth of the matter is,
事实上。
If we're not filling our hearts and minds with God's word,
如果我哋唔系用神嘅话去充满我哋嘅心思意念，
if we're not growing in the knowledge of the wisdom of God's word,
如果我哋唔系喺神智慧嘅话语里边嚟到成长，
we will easily fall prey to the attacks of Satan.
我哋就好容易成为撒旦嘅掠物。
To be enticed by the attractiveness of the desires of our sinful hearts.
被我哋心里边嘅私欲嚟引诱。
Because it's only through God's word that gives us the ability to fight.
因为唯独藉住神嘅话语，我哋先至可以抵挡。
It's what the Spirit uses in our hearts.
就系神嘅灵。藉住佢嘅话喺我
哋嘅心里边，
使我哋嘅信心嚟到成长成熟。
You know, we will always be unstable.
我哋几时都会系唔稳固嘅。
If we're not growing spiritually,
如果我哋喺属灵上边，我哋唔系成长嘅。
The question is, are we growing spiritually?
个问题就系，究竟喺属灵方面，我哋系咪成长紧
咧？Are we daily growing in faith?
我哋系咪每日喺信心上边都成长
咧？Are we praying daily for the work of the Holy Spirit?
我哋系咪每日都祈求圣灵喺我哋心里边嚟
？To enlighten our minds,
去开启我哋嘅思想。
To see God,
让我哋看见神。
And asking the Spirit to soften our hearts to be receptive and submissive to God.
去求圣灵软化我哋嘅心，让我哋去接受神，让我哋喺神面前嚟到降服。
Because when faith is stagnant,
因为如果一个信心系静止嘅，
you know, it's kind of like on life support,
就系好似我哋去插住啲喉帮助我哋呼吸。
You know, but we don't really like to admit that.
我哋唔愿意去承认呢样。
Well, when our faith isn't growing, we will fill it with other things.
因为当我们的信心不成长的时候，我们就会拿第二些东西来填补。
And Satan has a buffet of things for us to choose from.
撒旦就会请我们吃自助餐。
He'll fill us with legalism. Just do the right thing.
他就会用律法主义来填满我们。
You know, just like the Pharisees, clean the outside, just look good.
就好像法利赛人那样，做些对的。是啦，个杯你净系清洁出边得噶啦。
Satan just fills it with materialism.
或者撒旦会用物质主义去填满你。
We all worry about being secure and having enough.
我哋个个都会担心自己够唔够使，我哋个个都担心我哋安唔安全。
And emotionalism.
又或者感性主义。
So no matter what it is, we will fill ourselves with all these isms, but not God Himself.
无论乜嘢都好，我哋会用好多呢啲乜乜乜乜嘅主义去填满自己，但系我哋唔用神去填满自己。
In reality, none of these things work.
但系事实上，呢啲全部都唔行得通嘅。
Now, what is this message that infiltrates our church?
咁究竟有啲咩信息侵入咗？
You know, to understand this, we have to look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. The waterless springs and mists driven by a storm, from them the gloom of the utter darkness has been reserved.
These people are 无水的井，是狂风吹逼的雾气，有墨黑的幽暗为他们存留。
So, to understand this a little better, you have to imagine yourself dying of thirst in a desert.
咁如果你想明白呢一节多少少咧，你要试想下自己喺一个沙漠里边，而家系渴到就嚟要死啦。
You've been traveling in the sun for days, and all of a sudden you see this little island in the distance. You see a well.
咁你已经喺日头底下行咗好多日啦，突然间喺你眼前，你见到有个井。
You muster all your strength to run to that well and you pull up that pail.
你竭尽全力嘅走向呢个井嗰度，嚟到打水。
But when that pail comes up, it's only full of sand.
但系当你打到上嚟嘅时候，不单止冇水，只系有好多嘅沙。
That's the idea of a waterless spring.
呢个就系一个枯干嘅井。
And the idea of a mist driven by a storm is if you live in a very dry and parched land.
咁咩叫做有呢一个吹逼嘅雾气咧？就系等于你去到一个好枯干嘅地方，
and you see
你就见到。
You see these storms clouds come, and you see this mist of little rain that comes.
你见到有暴风嘅云吹紧嚟啦。
You're so overjoyed that rain is finally coming.
咁你好开心啦，因为你见到啊雨啊终于都嚟啦。
But the clouds are quickly blown away, and the rain never comes.
但系呢啲嘅云又被风吹走咗，一滴雨都冇嚟到。
You know, it's just this idea that water sustains physical life.
个含义就是水是支配生命的。
And it's true spiritual teaching. God's word is what nourishes our spiritual life.
一个真正属灵的教导会喂养我们属灵的生命。
And the false teachers, what they teach, what they bring, does not help us to grow spiritually.
呢啲虛假嘅師傅嘅教導唔會俾到我哋屬靈嘅餵養。
It is not real water.
因為呢啲唔係真正嘅水啊。
It's not water that is able to feed our souls.
因為呢啲唔係能夠滋潤我哋靈嘅水啊。
It is false.
因為係虛假。
Something that's fake.
係假嘅。
You know, so what makes this so attractive?
咁但係點解又有咁大嘅吸引力咧
？Verse 18，
第十八節。
It appeals to our sensual passions of our flesh。
因為呢個係吸引咗我哋情欲和邪情嘅事情。
You know, it's like that mirage of the oasis that we all desire to have this wonderful life。
就係好似我哋睇到呢一幅海市蜃樓，我哋想有呢個美麗嘅生命。
It's like candy to a child。
就係好似一個細路仔見到糖一樣。
And they tell you what you want to hear.
去話俾你聽你想聽嘅嘢。
And they preach a message that sells.
去講一個眾人都歡喜聽嘅講道。
And we heard about it last week. Come and receive Jesus, and all your problems will go away. This prosperity gospel.
我哋上個禮拜都聽到啦，呢啲成功派嘅福音，你相信耶穌啦，你就乜嘢問題都冇噶啦。
You know, people want to hear that. Believe in Jesus, you will be wealthy.
人系咪中意听咧？你信耶稣咧，你就可以发达噶啦。
He wants you to be healthy. He wants you to be wealthy.
神想你有钱，神想你有健康。
You know, God wants to make you happy, successful, and rich.
神呢想你又开心又健康又有富足。
You know, so that's why when you pray,
所以当你祈祷的时候,
as long as you hold this $5 prayer towel, God will answer your prayers.
咁如果你揸住呢个用五蚊嚟买嘅祈祷毛巾呢, 咁呢, 神就会听你讲噶啦。
You ever see that one?
你有冇见过啊?
Yeah, there are millions of people buying that $5 prayer towel.
有成千上万嘅人用五蚊去买呢个祈祷嘅毛巾。
Now, that's why they can afford the Learjets.
咁所以呢,佢哋可以呢啲人有自己嘅私人嘅飛機。
God will answer your prayers as long as you have this $5 prayer towel.
揸住呢個五蚊嘅祈禱毛巾啦，就得噶啦，神會聽你講嘅。
And the most insidious message that false teachers bring us.
而呢啲虛假嘅師傅俾我哋最危險嘅一個信息。
It's a promise of freedom.
就係應承我哋話我哋會有自由。
That you are free.
你係自由噶。
You know, and that's what it says. Jesus, when you believe in Jesus, you are free.
佢哋话啊，系咁讲噶，你信耶稣你就得自由啊嘛。
But in verse 19 it says, you know, but they are the ones that are slaves to corruption.
但系第十九节就系话咩？佢哋就系奴，佢哋就系成为制服佢哋嘅奴仆。
They say you believe, you have faith in Jesus now, so all you need to do is believe. Doesn't matter what you do.
佢哋话你信耶稣咪得咯，然之后做乜嘢都唔紧要噶啦。
You are already saved.
因为你已经得救了。
So you have the freedom to do whatever you want.
所以你有个自由去做你想做的事。
You know, they never want to focus on God's judgment and holiness.
他们从来的信息不会专注于神的圣洁或者是神的审判。
The preaching is always going to be focused on God's love.
他们的讲道时时都是专注于神的爱。
And every person who goes to that worship wants to hear about God's love, love, love.
每一个人去听这些道都是只是想听到神是爱爱爱。
You know, Philip, you have already been saved by grace.
他说啊，Philip, 你已经是凭住恩典你得救。
So it's okay if you sin a little.
所以你犯少少罪好冇问题嘅。
You know, indulging in sin is not terrible.
去罪嗰度打滚唔系好差嘅啫。
It only magnifies God's grace, right?
因为你打滚嗰阵时，你咪睇到神嘅恩典更加多咯。
And that's the argument in Romans.
呢个就系罗马书所讲嘅问题。
You know, this is the enticing allure of false teaching.
呢个就系虚假老师所俾我哋嘅引诱。
You know, our happiness comes from indulging in the lust of our sinful desires.
他说你的开心是哪里来的？就是当你放纵情欲那里来。
Oh, it's not wrong to love Jesus, but love everything of the world that I want all my possessions.
去爱耶稣不是错的，也都爱这个世界，爱我们所拥有的东
西。I want Jesus, but I don't want sickness. I don't want disease.
我要耶稣，但我不要病，我不要有病痛。
I don't want trouble.
我也都不要有麻烦。
But Jesus, the Bible says, does our joy come from our salvation?
但是耶稣说我们的喜乐在哪里来？是从救恩而来。
Does our joy come from being made holy and righteous before God?
我们的喜乐是因为在神面前，我们已经成圣，我们得称为义。
Yes, we are saved by grace alone.
没错，我们是凭着，唯独凭着恩典我们得救。
But it does not give us that license to sin.
但是这个不代表我们有个通行证去犯罪。
It is not that get out of jail free card.
这个不是出监证。
Because the Bible says over and over again,
因为圣经一次又一次这样说,
how you live matters.
你如何的去过活是,
how you live matters.
是有所谓的。
It matters how you live your life after you become a Christian.
当你成为一个基督徒之后，你如何去过你的生活是一个问题。
You don't live your life to earn your salvation.
你不是要去过一个生活去赚取救恩。
But the way you live is the proof of God's Holy Spirit at work in you.
但是你过活的方式就是证明圣灵在你生命里面的工作。
How you live, the fruits that you bear.
你如何的过活就会结出如何的果子。
They will bear the evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit in your life.
你所结的果子就去证明圣灵在你生命里面的工作。
Because a Christian, if it has the Holy Spirit living in you,
因为如果一个有圣灵居住在你里面的基督徒，
It is God's power. It will be effective.
这个是神的大能, 所以必然有效。
And it will be shown in the way that you live.
就藉着你生活的方式来看到。
And real spirituality, real true Christians,
一个真正属灵的基督徒,
the key is a humble heart.
他们专注的, 主要的就是一个谦卑的心。
That's the opposite of what is described in verse 10.
就是跟第十节所讲的刚刚的相反。
A humble heart is one that actually submits to Christ.
一个谦卑的心就是顺服、降服于基督。
There's a submission to authority.
在主权、在权柄底下, 他们会去降服。
Where we will see the depths of our sinfulness.
我们会看到我们的罪是有多深。
To see our self fishness and our self-dependency and pride.
他会看到我们的骄傲,看到我们的自私,看到我们要自足。
It's only then that we can understand the greatness of God's grace.
唯独有这个明白,我们才看到神的恩典是有多深。
And that will point us and spur us on to live each day dependent on the Holy Spirit.
这个就会指向我们,激发我们要靠着圣灵而活。
Now that is the work of the Holy Spirit sanctifying us.
这个就是圣灵在里面使我们成圣的工作。
It's what it means to put on the image of Christ.
这个就是要穿上基督的形象。
That we will strive and want to be more holy and righteous like Christ.
我们要越发像基督的圣洁和公义。
That's the difference between a true Christian and the false teacher.
这个就是一个真正的基督徒和一个虚假的师傅的不同。
It's the evidence of the Holy Spirit in one's life.
就是在一个人的生命里面能够确定圣灵。
Unlike the dog that returns to its vomit or the pig that goes back to the mud.
和这只狗去吃自己吐出来的,或者一个已经冲干净粮的猪,
The nature of the Christian is changed.
一个基督徒的本性已经被改过了。
The nature is changed. You're no longer slaves to sin.
个本性已经改过了,因为你再不是罪的奴仆。
You're no longer bound to the corrupt desires of the sinful nature.
你再不被这个罪性来捆绑。
Yes, we will be tempted by them.
没错,我们会被罪来引诱。
But God has given us a new heart to say no, to turn from sin.
但是神给了我们一个新的心, 我们能够去转离这个引诱。
And that new heart also gives, God gives us new desires.
而我们这个新的心, 神也给我们有一个新的渴慕。
New desires to love Him, to seek holiness and righteousness.
新的渴求就是去爱他,去寻求他的圣洁和他的公义。
Why do we seek those desires?
为什么我们会有这个盼望呢?
Because we want to glorify God.
因为我们愿意去荣耀神。
Our hearts will be changed, no longer self-centered, but seeking the glory of God.
我们的心被改变, 我们再不去寻求自己的益处, 我们是寻求神的荣耀。
That is the Holy Spirit. That is what is the evidence in our lives.
这个就是圣灵在我们里面的作证。
You know, you must see it in our lives.
我们必然在我们生命里面要看见。
If the Spirit is at work in each of us, it must be evident.
如果圣灵在我们每一个人的生命里面工作, 我们是会见证到的。
You know, and that helps us to understand
这个就帮助我们去明白。
That God's purpose and plan for us
神在我们生命里面的计划
is much greater than our temporary earthly happiness and prosperity.
比我们在地上暂时的享乐,暂时的喜乐更加大。
It helps us understand He's building us a eternal hope and an eternal joy.
让我们明白神是为我们建立一个永恒的盼望,永恒的喜乐。
God's purpose is to establish you and me.
神的计划就要去坚固
Establish us as His children into this eternal kingdom. You know, He's done that through the death of His Son, Jesus Christ. And earth is not our home. It is only our temporary home. You know, and He said over and over again, we will face trials and sufferings in life.
主耶稣一次又一次讲,在我们生命里面,我们会面对困难,面对试炼。
We will face the strugglings of our health.
我哋喺身体上边，我哋会面对一啲嘅试炼。
And all of these are parts of God's design. It's in His plan.
呢啲亦都系喺神嘅计划里边。
We don't understand it, but we have to realize He designs it for our good.
我哋唔能够明白，但系我哋要相信佢嘅原意系为着我哋嘅益处。
And when we are truly in the Spirit.
如果我哋真正系在属灵里喺圣灵里边。
We will feel, we will know that our strength and hope comes from God's everlasting promise.
我们就会知道我们的力量，我们的盼望是从神永恒的应许里面来。
As he promises us in Romans 8, that no matter what we face in life,
正如他在罗马书第八章这样应许过，无论我们生命要面对什么都好，
that he will walk us through it.
他与我们同行。
He is the one that will be with us.
他
That is through our trials, that it is through our suffering.
就是当我们经历苦难，当我们经历试炼的时候，
that our faith is refined like gold.
我们的信心就好像金被提炼一样。
And that is what Christ is doing in our lives.
这个就是基督在我们生命里面所作的。
That as we face these trials and tribulations in life,
当我们面对生命的难处。
We know that God never forsakes us.
我们知道神不会撇下我们。
But He's making us more and more into that image of Christ.
乃是使我们更加有基督的形象。
And we realize that the Holy Spirit is our down payment.
我们也都知道圣灵就是我们的确据。
It's our down payment. It's a guarantee that God has given to us.
是神给我们的确定一个的保证。
It's a seal of His promise.
去印证他们神的应许。
That He is forever with us.
神是永远与我们同在。
That eternal kingdom is something that is definite.
这个永恒的国度是必然的。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
we must grow in faith.
我们一定要在信心里面成长。
Christians must grow in desires to live life glorifying God.
基督徒一定要过一个生命是荣耀神的。
We must grow in our desire to serve God with our lives.
我们要在我们服侍神的心智里面来成长。
If the Spirit is at work in our lives, we will have new desires, a new love and thirst for His Word.
如果圣灵在我们生命里面，我们心里面就会有一份对神的热爱，对神的真诚。对神的服侍。
And the Spirit is working in our lives to produce the fruit of the Spirit.
而圣灵就在我们心里面帮我们结出圣灵的果子。
Galatians 5.
这个是加拉太书
第五章。And those are the things that we should be seeing as being more evident in our lives each day.
而每一天在我们生命里面要更加看到这个的证明。
And that helps us as we put on this armor of God, which is His Word.
这个就是当我们去穿上福音的军装的时候，让我们更加看到。
What helps us to fight the seductive messages of the false teachers.
就是这样帮助我们去抵挡这些虚假师傅的信息。
You know, we need to put on that full armor of God in Ephesians 6.
我们要穿上福音。整套的军装在以弗所书第六章这样说。
Now, this is what Peter is telling us when we need to work out our salvation.
这里彼得就是说我们要活出我们的救恩。
Work it out with fear and trembling.
我们要用一个敬虔的心这样活出。
Because walking by faith as a Christian is not an easy thing.
一个基督徒要凭信心而活不是一件容易的事。
And God's sanctification
而神使我们成圣
is not always painless.
亦都唔系必然冇痛楚嘅。
It's only when we can be honest with ourselves before God.
唯独当我哋喺神面前能够坦白。
When we're rooting out the sin.
当我哋去清除罪。
Which oftentimes is painful.
好多时都会带嚟痛苦。
Not things that we really like to do.
系一啲我哋好中意做嘅事。
But righteousness starts at the root of our hearts.
但是义就是从我们心底开始。
It's really weeding out those desires of sin.
就是将我们这些罪的欲望来到清除。
Therefore, what the Bible says is that we need to guard our hearts.
所以圣经说我们要看小心我们的心。
You know, there, I know that we all have secret sins, sins which we, in the dark crevices of our hearts that nobody sees except ourselves.
我知道我们每一个人都有隐蔽的罪是别人知的。
But God sees them.
但是神看到。
And the problem is that as we continue to flirt with these sins,
问题是如果我们继续在这些罪里面来到打转,
we don't root them out.
我们不清除它。
We will fall prey to the seducer.
我们就会成为这些引诱我们的人的掠物。
You know, because when we try to live life by our own strength,
因为如果我们凭着自己的力量来到过活,
and when God's word isn't what drives us and sustains us,
如果我们不是凭着神的话去激发我们或者支配我们,
we'll fail to cringe at the sins of this world.
我们就不会去看到这个世界罪的问题。
You know, we'll be apathetic to it.
我们会觉得没什么所谓。
You know, we'll be like that frog simmering in the water that I always talked about.
我们就好像我时时讲那个例子，一个青蛙在盆水里面。
You know, we talked about that, remember that one? We throw a frog in hot water, what happens?
如果我们将一只青蛙扔在热水里，
it'll jump right out.
它会立刻跳出来。
But you put a frog in cold water,
如果你将一只青蛙扔在冻水，
and you simmer that water,
然后你慢慢地去
And slowly bring the temperature up.
将这个的温度慢慢升高的。
That frog thinks it'll be a sauna and it'll stay in there.
这个青蛙就会觉得自己在桑拿浴里面，会继续留在煲水里面。
That's how you get frog legs for dinner, George.
那么George就是这样有田鸡给吃了。
田鸡。We lose all sensitivity when we simmer in sin.
当我们在个罪那里慢慢闷的时候，我们对罪就没有这个敏锐的心。
We'll get used to the things in our society because just because they say it's right.
我们就会习惯这个社会所讲的事情，因为他们说是对的。
And Satan is in there and is saying to us,
撒旦就在那里这样对我们说话。
It's okay to do this, do that.
啊，做这些做这些没问题的。
Okay, because majority rules.
因为大多数的人都说可以的。
That's not what God teaches us.
但是这个不是神教导我们的。
God has an agenda for our lives.
神在我们的生命里面是有一个心意。
For our homes, for our churches.
在我们的家庭里面，在我们的教会里面都有一个心意。
And that agenda is to make us holy.
这个心意是使我们成圣。
More and more in the image of Christ.
更加有基督的形象。
You know, don't fall victim to this false message of these false prophets.
不要成为这些虚假师傅他们的信息的受害者。
Don't turn our backs towards the truth of God's word.
不要离弃神真道。
Peter gives us this warning about Balaam.
彼得在这里给我们的警告就是巴兰的警告。
You know, Balaam was a prophet who knew God's word.
巴兰是一个先知，他认识神的话。
He was a person who talked with God. God talked to him.
他是一个与神对话的人。
But due to a covetous heart,
但是因为是一个贪婪的心。
For power, for wealth.
他要有权势，他要有财富。
He chose to rebel and disobey God.
他就拣选了违背神。
And he helped another, the Midianites, or to fight against Israel.
他就帮助缅甸人去攻击以色列人。
And God judged him in Numbers 31.
神在旧约里面也都讲到神怎样的去审判他，民数记里面。
Guard your hearts.
我们要擦看我们的心。
We have to work out our salvation by applying to the gospel to our hearts every day.
我们每一天要将神的福音运用在我们的生命里面。
We must pray for the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们也都要祈求圣灵的工作。
In the work of the work in our lives.
祈求圣灵在我们生命里面。
To soften the hearts of our young ones.
也都求神去软化我们年轻人的心。
To be the guide of our church.
去成为教会的领导。
Tim Keller says we are greater sinners than we think we are.
Tim Keller 牧师这样说，我们是比我们自己想象中是一个更大的罪人。
But we are loved and cherished by God more than we ever imagined.
但是神对我们的宠爱也都是大过我们能够所想所求的。
Yes, we are great sinners.
没错，我们是大罪人。
But God's grace and His Spirit is what will sustain us.
但是神的恩典和圣灵会支配我们。
And it is grace that will make us holy.
亦都是祂的恩典使我们成圣。
Strengthening us so that we don't fall to false teaching.
去支持我们, 让我们不去跟随这些虚假的教导。
Let us pray for that heart.
让我们去祈求有这个心。
That is humble and submissive to God.
对神是谦卑和顺服的。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祈祷。
Father, we thank you for it is your grace.
天父，我们多谢你, 因为是你的恩典。
That pours out the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts.
让圣灵倾倒在我们生命里来工作。
Father, for you know that we are weak and we are feeble.
天父，你知道我们是软弱的。
In many ways, we struggle with our sin.
在很多方面，我们在罪里有这个挣扎。
In many ways, we face the trials and struggles of this world.
很多时在这个世界里面，我们有试炼，我们有难处。
We face sin and disease.
我们要面对罪，我们亦都面对疾病。
And we cannot survive on our own.
凭着自己的力量，我们没办法存活。
Father, we thank you for your grace, for your love.
主，我们为着你的爱，你的恩典献上感谢。
That fills us with the joy and the hope of Christ.
因为你藉着基督的爱和盼望去充满我们。
That we know when we struggle with sin.
我们知道当我们在罪里面来挣扎。
It is your Spirit.
是你的灵。
That will work through your word.
藉着你的话来工作。
To strengthen and sustain our faith.
去支持我们的信心,
Father, we ask that your Spirit will continue to work in our lives.
天父，我们祈求圣灵继续在我们生命里来工作。
Father, grow us.
使我们成长。
Give us these new desires.
让我们有一个新的渴求。
To strive after your word, to love you.
去寻觅你的话语去爱你。
Lord, take away that lust, that desires for the lust of our sinful nature.
神啊，求你挪开我们罪性的私欲。
That even as we struggle with seeking the things that we sensually desire.
当我们去渴望这些情欲的事情。
Lord, help us to see the sweetness of fellowshipping and loving you first.
神啊，让我们首先去看到与神相交的甜蜜。
Lord, that as we taste your love,
当我们尝了你的爱,
the goodness of seeking your ways,
当我们去寻找你的道路是何等的美善,
Lord, our hearts will be turned from these things.
这就使我们去离开这些事情,
as we see and taste the sweetness of your love.
因为我们尝到主爱的甜蜜。
And Father, even as we face the struggles and trials of life,
天父，当我们要面对人生的试炼，人生的难处,
Lord, give us faith.
求主你赐我们信心,
to know that you are a God that will never abandon us.
去知道你是一个永远不会撇下我们的,
that even as we face disease and suffering,
就算我们要面对疾病, 面对苦难,
you are a God that holds us in your hands.
你是一个紧紧拥抱我们的主,
a God that who will never forsake us.
一个永远不会离开我们的神,
and these things come not because of our, you're angry with us.
这些事情临到我们当中，不是因为主你自己的愤怒。
But it's your design to make us holy.
乃是你的愿意要使我们成圣。
Soften our spirits that as we face these trials,
当我们要面对这些试炼的时候, 求神你软化我们的心。
Soften our hearts so that we don't turn from you.
软化我们的心, 让我们不要离开你。
Not to blame you,
不要去,
but to realize,
但是要知道,
that you have given your Son for us,
你已经将你的爱子赐过给我们,
that your love is never questioned, that we will cling to your promises, that nothing can ever separate us from you. Father, for we know that there are many false prophets within this world.
天父，我们知道在这个世界有很多假的师傅。
In many ways, Satan is the prince of this air.
也都我们知道, 撒旦就是这些,
the prince of this world.
佢就係呢個世界嘅王。
And our society and our world.
而我哋嘅社會，我哋嘅世界。
Is all led astray.
亦都係走歪咗。
Father, for we long for the return of Christ.
主要我哋期待著基督嘅回來。
That your kingdom will be established.
讓你嘅國度被建立。
Begin it within our hearts.
天父求你就係從我哋嘅心開始。
Help us to stand firm and strong.
幫助我哋能夠站立得穩。
As we seek the coming of your kingdom.
等候著你嘅國降臨。
Father, we pray these things in your name.
天父，我哋奉你嘅名字嚟到祈求。
Amen.
Amen.